This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he and the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, who spoke among themselves Tuesday, are keeping an open mind about Russia's announcement that it will scale back its war effort in Ukraine. More from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Hours after that group phone call, Biden replied to a reporter's question about his reaction to Moscow's indication it will reduce military operations near the cities of Kyiv and Chernihiv.
I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are. We'll see if they follow through on what they're suggesting.
In the meantime, Biden added, the United States and European allies will continue to keep in place strong sanctions against Russia and provide Ukraine with the military capacity to defend itself. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
8 United Nations peacekeepers, 6 Palestinians, a Russian, and a Serb were killed Tuesday when a helicopter crashed in the troubled Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, UN and Pakistani officials said. Pakistan's military says it happened while undertaking a reconnaissance mission in Congo, adding the exact cause of the crash is yet to be ascertained. It added that 6 Pakistani troops were among those killed. A spokesman for UN Chief Antonio Guterres in New York confirmed the crash and gave the nationality of all 8 victims. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan expressed his, quote, deep sense of shock and grief, his office said. Congolese military authorities said M23 rebels had shot down the aircraft, but the group denied this, instead claiming the Congolese military was responsible for the crash. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warn hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese are likely to suffer devastating consequences during this year's wet season without emergency international support to head off the worst impacts. Leisha Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Record rainfall over the past 3 years has affected an estimated 835,000 people, killed nearly 800,000 livestock, and flooded thousands of hectares of farmland, preventing people from cultivating the waterlogged land. Last year, South Sudan had its worst flooding in history. Forecasters expect this year's rainy season, which begins in May, will be even worse. The UN Refugee Agency says 33 out of 79 counties remain badly affected by the flood waters, which have not significantly subsided since the last wet season. It says thousands of people have been displaced in harshest hit Jonglei, Unity, and Upper Nile states. Andrew Harper, Special Advisor on Climate Action to the UNHCR, has just returned from a visit to South Sudan. He warns the country is at the center of a potential catastrophe.
The roads, the logistics of getting supplies and support throughout South Sudan are pretty horrible at the best of times. And so these roads no longer exist for the vast number of locations.
Harper appeals to the international community to step up support for the people of South Sudan. Otherwise, he warns the climate crisis, coupled with ongoing insecurity in the country, will leave people with no means to survive. Leisha Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen announced late Tuesday it will observe a unilateral ceasefire in the years-long war, a move it said is aimed at facilitating political negotiations in the kingdom that Yemen's Houthi rebels are boycotting. The coalition said it would cease hostilities in the brutal war starting Wednesday, seeking to create a fertile environment for political talks and to jumpstart peacemaking efforts during the holy month of Ramadan. However, the announcement raised immediate doubts because there are no rebels present at the Gulf Arab summit about the war in Riyadh. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says he and the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, who spoke among themselves Tuesday, are keeping an open mind about Russia's announcement that it will scale back its war effort in Ukraine. Talks took place in Istanbul more than a month into the largest attack on a European nation since World War II. It has killed hundreds and injured thousands, forcing nearly 4 million to flee abroad. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.